top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Checking in at
number five.
All right, hold on one second.
What's going on?
In light of the president revoking the security clearance of former CIA director John Brennan, reporters asked the president today whether or not that is a move to silence the critics.
There's no silence. If anything, I'm giving him a bigger voice. Many people don't even know who he is, and now he has a bigger voice, and that's okay with me because I like taking on voices like that. I've never respected him. I've never had a lot of respect. And Senator Burr said it best. If you knew anything, why didn't you report it when you were before all of these committees, including their committee? So he had a chance to report. He never did. This was just came up lately, and it's a disgusting thing, frankly.
Came up lately?
What?
They started the investigation in June of 2016.
Well, you know, he said the key phrase there. A lot of people didn't know who he was because someone had to remind him, like, last week. A lot of people didn't know Lincoln was Republican.
He was asked his thoughts on the Manafort trial, and this, I think, is a little unusual. I understand the politics of everything else, but the jury is out in this trial, and he's weighing in on it.
I don't talk about that now. I don't talk about that now. I think the whole Manafort trial is very sad. When you look at what's going on there, I think it's a very sad day for our country. He worked for me for a very short period of time. But you know what? He happens to be a very good person. And I think it's very sad what they've done to Paul Manafort. Thank you very much.
In response to that, Manafort's own attorney says, great to have the support of the President of the United States.
Oh, my God.
3.5 stars for Crazy Rich Asians playing in theaters now.
Well, and the jury, as you point out, Ro, is not sequestered. They're going home, and we'll hear all about this week.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. Oh. I mean, someone would go to jail in Cook County for doing that. Right? Someone, they would lock up a lawyer if he did that. They'd lock up the Attorney General of the United States if he did that. Actually, Donald Trump would like that.
Very weak.
Lock him up.
All right, hold on.
Number four.
Well, you started with that at number five. Now what?
Tucker Carlson.
Oh, jeez.
Went on an odd taco tangent during a discussion of Mexican restaurants in Houston, facing criticism for posting an image of Attorney General Jeff Sessions eating there last week and saying it was an honor to serve him. El Tiempo Cantina deleted its social media accounts as the backlash grew, and some called for a boycott. In a segment with Univision anchor Enrique Acevedo, Carlson, who is perplexed by the controversy, seemingly feeling as if his right to eat a taco was under attack.
I'm totally opposed to illegal immigration. I think that our legal immigration level should be lower because the country's getting too volatile. Those are my sincere views. I also like Mexican food since I grew up on the Mexican border. Should I be allowed to eat Mexican food?
No, no. You know, this is, I think, what people are pointing out, the contradiction of attacking someone's culture, someone's story, and then celebrating their food and celebrating
what do you mean, their food? It's American food.
What they find convenient to celebrate about their story.
What, you think you own tacos now or something?
Oh, gosh.
He's stealing my act, by the way, by going up to office.
Yeah.
So I feel like they're an American food, and I'm going to keep eating them, even though I agree with Jeff Sessions.
I'm glad you do. No, and I think everyone should. Tacos, guacamole, and, you know, we should all celebrate each other's cultures. We feed off each other. It's
no.
What makes
what
us
each other's cultures? No. It's an American
diverse
food.
Diverse and stronger.
It's an
feeding
food.
Off each other's
you're
cultures.
Not
borrowing
steal.
From
you're
each
not
other's
appropriate
cultures.
My
learning
culture.
From each other's
I'm
cultures.
I'm from San Diego, man. Those are my tacos. Mine.
Oh,
wow.
Very possessive of the tacos.
Yeah.
That sounds like me at 2 a.m. at a local Mexican. Those are my tacos, man. Nobody touch them.
I'm from San Diego, man. We've got the most moderate climb in all of the states. What you got?
I mean, what's that? I don't know. That seemed a little overly possessive of tacos that he doesn't own.
These are my tacos.
Man. I used to live around the corner from El Tiempo when I lived in Houston.
Oh, I bet you they still have your picture on the wall there.
Excellent tacos.
From
and
when
their
you were
salsa
on TV
was
there.
Also outrageous.
They probably got Anna's picture up on the wall.
They might. I don't know. But I'd like to go back there and have some.
I don't understand what's happening in America. It's okay. I mean, ethnic food, it's okay to have ethnic food. We don't have to own everything. We don't. I mean, the taco is not. It's a Mexican food. They were not serving tacos in the United States.
I just have to say this very quickly, if you'll indulge me, Mr. Mean Streets of San Diego. Tucker Swanson McNear Carlson was born and lived in San Diego, the son of a news anchor who was also a United States ambassador. His mother and his mother was an heiress, and his stepmother is the heir to the Swanson frozen food fortune.
Okay.
So he did grow up on the mean streets of San
Diego. Yeah.
And when you think tacos, you think Swanson frozen food.
They have tacos, I bet.
Diego, man. I went to Trinity College, man. You want some of this?
I can only imagine.
Oh, my God. Wait, we drunk Trumped him because he deserves it.
Those are my tacos. Mine.
That's me, 2 a.m. at the local Mexican.
That's what you're talking about, Kev.
Tacos.
Dumbass. All right. God's sake.
I went to St. George's Middle School, a boarding school. You want some of this?
We had tacos for lunch occasionally.
Man.
Not just on Tuesdays.
Tucker, if you want the sloppy Joe, you can have it. All right. Why can't we just all get along? Why can't we respect the fact that and embrace the notion that people of different ethnicities can get along and we can enjoy each other's cultural contributions? Why can't we do that?
It's all American.
Thank you, Miss Serbia.
What's
That's
next?
What
2014. Serbia's going to steal cabbage rolls from us next.
Yeah. We claim those too, by the way.
Those are my cabbage rolls.
They're American.
Mrs. Podramatic. Don't take my cabbage rolls from me.
All right. May I? Wait, you know what? This is gonna, when you hear Ty's story, who's coming up, this is going to put everybody to shame. Everybody to shame.
Tougher upbringing than Tucker Carlson?
All these people who are trying to make a deal out of this.
All right. All right. Looking forward to that.
Okay. I'm sick and tired of this crap.
Wow. I know. Okay. Settle it once and for all.
Judy! Finally, I'm madder than Judy.
Don't be ridiculous. It's impossible.
What do you have coming up?
The condom, the pill, and now the smartphone?
Oh, yeah, I've used that. It works. It worked right in between. Clank. Here is Violetta.
Then we have this. Make Sundays your official night to tour the city. Watch Chicago's best at 10 p.m. Then stick around for the latest in shopping, entertainment, and events. See Chicago 10:30 p.m. on WGN-TV.
All right, Top 5 at 5 continues. We're up to
number 3.
I've had a little bit too much. All of the people stop to rush by. How is it twisted down?
10 years ago today, this album came out. Lady Gaga is 10 years old. How old do you feel now? It's like if you had said to me, like, okay, that Lady Gaga album, what year did that come out? I got like, I don't know.
5 years
like
ago.
2012, 2013. It's 10 years ago.
10 years.
I even feel old.
Sheesh, so do I.
10 years ago. And she's going to be in this new... They're remaking A Star is Born for the fourth time or fifth time now?
Fifth time. Bradley Cooper directs and co-stars. And have not seen it yet, but you feel like, oh, do we need to... But I hear really good things about it, that she's a star.
Yeah, well, yes.
On the screen.
Well, that's the whole point of A Star is Born, is that, you know, this girl kind of falls for this aging, whether it's an actor or a rock star, depending on the version you see, and she leapfrogs him.
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
He helps her with her career, and she becomes the biggest thing ever. And how much booze can you consume to get over that? Mm. That's exactly what
that's
that movie,
whole movie
is about.
It's Christopherson and Barbara Streisand in 76.
Yep.
Hope Bradley Cooper wasn't inspired by Pierce Brosnan. I could sing, too.
Yeah, sure. Everyone can sing in Hollywood, right?
They have him. I've seen the trailer for it. They have him singing in it, and it sounds good.
Now, he can sing and play a little bit, I think.
Is it really him? I think so,
yeah.
Okay. All right, because he does sound good in it.
Cool.
All right, coming up at
number 2.
New animated series from The Simpsons creator, Matt Groening, drops today on Netflix. Hmm. Disenchantment is what it's called. It explores the medieval world of Groening told... I don't know why we have to do a medieval world with him, but we're going to do it. That's what he's going to do.
Okay.
He told reporters that doing a show for Netflix allows him greater flexibility.
There are no rules that we have to adhere to. And unlike the network TV that we're used to, we don't have to stop every 7 minutes and break for a few commercials, so we can tell the whole story, and the stories are longer. A regular TV show is about 22 minutes with commercials, and our shows go up to a half hour. With those extra 7 or 8 minutes, those are where the fun, crazy amounts of jokes come in.
Yeah. I gotta say, they did pretty well.
Yeah.
With the 22 minutes and the commercials.
Yeah, and it worked.
I don't really get the sense that they were really pulling any punches on The Simpsons for the last 30 years.
Like they could get away with so much just because it was animated.
Right. All right, and finally, stay tuned for this. Listen to this.
Number one.
An unruly passenger was arrested last night on an Orlando-bound flight. The incident was caught on camera. This is Jeffrey Epstein. He is charged with battery on a law enforcement officer, resisting arrest, trespassing, after after he was told by people on board the plane that, you got to behave. Police were called after he began to yell when he saw officers arrive. And after talking with police, Epstein began to calm down, but then became agitated when he learned that the airline was not going to allow him to fly because of his behavior.
Do you know how to de-escalate things, a genius? No, you're not. Okay, you're talking about me foaming at the mouth. Is that going to de-escalate things, genius? Do you have training, genius? There's no alcohol. You want to test me? They're arresting me. I'm not. Do not hurt me. Look at them. Look at them. They're going to beat me up. Don't beat me up. Look at them. Oh, my God. I can't believe they're doing this. Oh, my God. Hey, look what they're doing. You treat me like a black person. I'm going to get sprayed.
What? Oh, my gosh. What?
Oh, all right, dear.
So he's yelling and trying to intimidate the cops. They handcuff him, and he screams, "They're treating me like a black person." I have a date for him. I found a girl for him.
Oh my gosh!
I don't know if Dr. Epstein is actually married, but I think that the thoroughbred white girl from last week
perfect
should date him. They'd be great together.
That'd be a great show.
Yes, the two of them.
Oh my gosh.
Get people who've made fools of themselves together.
I want to know what prison's like.
On a show.
And Tucker Carlson can officiate.
Now, he came off of, he came out of jail and he talked to a TV station down in Orlando, WSEH, Channel 2, whatever. And this is what he said.
What did you mean by that?
I was making a point. You know, if you're going to do this to a white doctor who's 59 years old for doing nothing, then why should black people trust you?
Except we saw it on video.
You know
what you did.
He just keeps digging deep into it, like a white doctor, as opposed to the blacks. He's not very helping himself there either. You know,
I'm a pretty white girl. I'm in a sorority.
Great sorority too.
I'm in a sorority.
I'm a thoroughbred white doctor, and they did it to me. Imagine what they would do to you.
Oh my god!
What's happening?
The top five at five.